Recording. Okay. And we'll call to order the Otter Rock Water District Board meeting of January 14th, 2025. And that's called to order at 6:03. So we'll have roll call. Lisa,
Here.
Eileen,
Here.
Kelly,
Here.
Teresa,
Here.
and myself, Beth, are here, so all commissioners are here. Curtis is in attendance, and we also have the Harts and the Mullins.
And Pat Anderson.
And there she is up there. I know she was the first one in. Okay, we have first item is consent agenda approval of the board summary for the December meeting.
I'll motion to approve.
Okay.
Second.
Okay, great. No questions or comments on it? If not, we'll vote to approve. Lisa?
Yes.
Eileen?
Yes.
Teresa,
Yes.
Kelly,
Yes.
and Beth will vote yes. So outcome is passed. Motion is approved. Reports and updates and announcements. First is water operators report by Curtis.
Good evening, everybody.
Hey, Curtis.
The only item that's really of note is the meter splicing. During December, I sent out a list in the monthly report. It was either 5 or 6 meters that got spliced in. Overall, the project went really well. The item I should have put in there that I didn't is the leaking saddle over on Fourth Place was also replaced with a brand new saddle. And
Good.
when we got down there, it's a good thing that that was done because two of the hose clamps had basically rusted through. So I don't know that it would have blown soon, but it was on its way. It had deteriorated pretty bad.
Right.
So those meters got spliced in, the saddle was replaced. I'm looking at doing some more meter splicing either in late January or early February. So that's kind of our timeline there. See if we can go get another 4 or 5 in for you.
Okay, do you need any more? I think you still have at least a few addresses.
We have either 2 or 3 left.
Okay, well, better get you some more then.
That would be fantastic. I'd appreciate it.
We've got them. I'll look for that, get that to you.
Curtis,
Yes.
when you come back in January, is your one of your objectives to clean up these places that you guys have installed meters, or is that up to us? There's old boxes laying there and cones and
Where? Gladys. Well,
So,
on Gladys.
some of those
yeah,
aren't done
this
yet.
correct.
Okay.
So the one on Gladys that I know of that has cones in front of it, at the time we weren't sure where the service line crossed. And so the plan was we could cut the service line on the one side where we had found it and trace it basically to make sure we didn't rip up this person's driveway unnecessarily. But then Beth had OIW go through and find where the service line is so we
Yeah.
can go through and splice that one. That's one of those 2 or 3 addresses we have left. We left the hole open because that's the water shut off. So we
Okay.
still have easy access to it for when we do the work.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Thanks, Curtis. I
Yeah, we
just I
will.
wasn't sure if, if you guys had finished there or what was going on. So, and that's kind of across from Lisa's place is where I'm talking. So, anyways.
That was for Lisa's.
Okay. Yeah, and then on Third Street, by the new home that was constructed, it seems like That's
it's a little bit messy there as well. That across from Amelia's place?
I think so, yeah.
That's where her corp stop was, just down from the new place and their connection.
Yeah.
And on which side of the street, Kelly?
The new building.
The new house.
You mean on the south side of the street there?
Yeah, south side.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm not familiar with the address on 3rd Street. Do we have an actual address for it? We can look into it.
I can get it for you. I don't have it right now.
Okay.
Why
Yeah,
don't
I
you?
definitely want to make sure these job sites are cleaned up. The one on Gladys I'm familiar with just because we started and then did cut into the
Right.
line. I don't know the one on 3rd Street off the top of my head.
Okay. And then I have another question about all the gravel. There's a gravel pile outside the community center, and then it keeps getting added to. So you guys are going out and buying more gravel. And then what you don't use, you dump at the community center, is I'm assuming what's happening. But that pile is
Yes.
getting bigger and bigger. So
So
should we be using some of that instead of buying new stuff, or what is going to happen there?
sure. So that gravel pile is what we typically use for cleanups. The reason being is the dump truck that we bring out to Otter Rock. It's a 5-yard dump truck, so we're not making a dozen trips to Newport and back.
Yeah.
But the loading on it is like 8 feet high. So it's not something that we can easily shovel into.
Gotcha.
Whereas we've got a bunch of service trucks that we can do one or two holes with. That's not a big deal, and we can shovel into those easier. They're 4 or 5 feet high. So if we have the dump truck out, we're doing a lot of meters,
Yeah.
and that's got some left in it, we'll dump it in that pile with the expectation later when we're doing cleanup for 1 or 2 meters and we have a service truck, we don't need to go to Newport to get gravel. We can just shovel in from the pile that's there. But if we
Okay.
have the dump truck on there, it doesn't really make sense to use the gravel that's already there.
Gotcha. Thanks for explaining that to me.
Yeah, sorry, it's getting bigger. There should be a bit of an ebb and a flow to it where it'll get bigger and then it'll shrink and get bigger and shrink.
Okie doke.
Okay, any other questions for Curtis? Looks like our spring flow is pretty good again.
Oh yeah, welcome to winter.
We've been getting plenty of rain. So it's flowing. Oh, and one thing, we have a whole second meter reading wand now.
Oh, fantastic.
And so we would like to go to the plan of using both of them.
Okay.
And we especially
Using
want
them
to get the new one tested out, make sure it works too.
like alternating every other month.
Well, one idea is that since the fact that the wand will only hold 99 meter readings, and we have more than that, is that they could actually use two
Oh,
for the
okay.
meter reading, and then we would have a record of the most recent meter readings. When it goes over 99, the oldest ones start falling off, but otherwise
Right.
you can cycle through back through to see the meter readings.
Okay. Oh, we can do that.
Okay. Anything else?
I don't have anything.
Okay, well, thank you, Curtis.
My pleasure. If it's not too presumptuous of me, I did see there was a question about the contract down below. I don't really have anything to do with the contracts, but I was curious to see how Otter Rocks was looking.
I think we're getting closer.
Oh, cool.
I can address it. We're waiting on insurance liabilities, and we're waiting on Highland to get back to us on that, because our lawyer has told us that it's a little low, and we want to raise them. So we're in negotiations with that, and that's the only thing that's holding us up.
Well, as long as it's on our end, I'm sure we'll take care of it.
Right. Great.
Awesome. Well, thank you all. Have a wonderful night.
Yes,
Thank
you.
you. Happy New Year to
Thank
you.
you.
Yes, Happy New
Happy
Year.
New Year.
Thanks, Curtis.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Next is the treasurer and office report. So, for the treasurer's report, there's a new one that was put up later today on the website. These are our values as of 12/31/2023. 2024. Our general fund checking account is at $72,256.86. Zero uncleared checks. Our QuickBooks register balance is the same. Our total deposits were $15,633.68. Our total withdrawals were $20,809.04. The community center account is unchanged at $422.79. Our treasury accounts, which are savings accounts, our reserve fund account is at $107,429.48. Our monthly interest was $439.45, zero withdrawals. The QuickBooks balance register balance is the same. Our systems development fund account is at $93,653.71. Total deposits were $383.10. QuickBooks balance was the same, so all accounts are reconciled. We have an accounts receivable balance of 11,000, or no, our, excuse me. Our accounts receivable balance is a negative $11,688. Those are credit accounts, people that have paid ahead. And our QuickBooks current assets are $262,074.84. Our accounts payable is at $15,352.76. That includes a recent invoice from the law group that I think everybody received, all the board members. It was emailed out today. And there's also a reimbursement for a tool for, I think it's $19.85.
Sorry, Beth, I forgot to scan that one, but I did see it, so I'll put it.
Okay.
Yeah, and
Well,
it was like
I can show you
1990.
guys the tool. I have it right here. Teresa and I are gonna
Well, you
check it
gotta
out
explain
soon.
it now.
Huh?
You gotta explain it.
This is made to hook into the meter box covers and pull them up.
Gotcha.
And if needed, this end can be used to
Turn
open
it
and
off.
close the valve that's in there
Yeah.
next to the meters.
Well, it's lovely.
And
Teresa
I
was whining about using a screwdriver to get those boxes pulled up. I'm like, there's
Yeah.
gotta be a tool for this.
Oh, there is. Yep, and I found it. But yeah, it's real nifty. I tested it on mine, and it works great. So,
Right on.
Yay.
yeah. So, any questions about the treasurer's report? Do we want to approve the treasurer's report and approve the bills? Any questions about any of the accounts payable? If not,
So,
I'd entertain a motion.
is the bill from Civil West, did that all look present and correct?
My thoughts on that is sh sure. Are they doing communication with FEMA for us? Yeah. Can we account for the hours that they've charging us?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think it
Yeah.
looked okay to me, but
I mean, what are we going to do? They have kept that thing moving. We're happy about that. We know that. Probably I'm going to say I'm going to just on my own, based on email, track a little bit of their interaction because I don't think I saw, 4 or 5
maybe.
hours worth of work last month,
Well,
but.
yeah, we didn't get. We're not always included in all the emails they're doing with,
I realize that. And
with
so
FEMA
my
and OEM.
feedback to Kevin would be, why not?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, if we're paying for it and
And
it's
it's about us.
why shouldn't we be CC'd on all of them?
Right.
I don't.
So I don't think we
request?
need to take any action this month. I'm just alerting you guys to the fact that I'm a little skeptical about the integrity of those bills, honestly. And I want to do my own little tracking of it a bit and follow up with that. I mean, as soon as I challenged them about Tim and his participation at that meeting, then everything changed, right? So I just want to make sure that they're aware that we're keeping an eagle eye on it.
Think it's no different than Northwest Natural Water.
No,
I
there's
think we
no
just,
smoke.
we have to question what we're being billed for.
Right.
And it shouldn't be a problem for them to say, oh, let me demonstrate to you. Let me give you the specifics on why that time was utilized. I mean, I think that that's just completely fair. So,
Right. Well, they do give us the dates. There's a breakdown on this. They give us the
yeah,
dates.
they do. I
Seven.
agree. They give us the dates, Beth. But
Yeah,
again,
that's half
I'm
an
not
hour here,
seeing,
three quarters
based
of an
on our
hour.
email that we're seeing, I'm not seeing that amount of effort. And I just want to hold them accountable to the amount of effort that they're doing because it's going to get even more critical as they do more for us.
Exactly.
That's just my two cents. I'm fine. I'm fine with the bill this month. I'm just a little skeptical about the effort being put in, what we're being charged for.
Well, and I just think that we should just get all, we should be copied on all the emails.
And if you all want me to, I'm perfectly fine with sending that message to Kevin. Kevin, we know you're working hard for us and we appreciate that, yada, yada, yada. But we can't see that work and we'd like more visibility into that work.
Well, I think if anybody's questioning it, we should ask them
Okay.
to get copies of things.
So I can use this month, we can pay this month, and I can use this month as a data point to share with them on how we can't actually visualize the work that they're putting in, and we'd appreciate more visibility into that work.
Yeah, that sounds good to me. Without, I mean, I don't want to sound as though we're accusing them of cheating us.
Yeah, I agree.
But I do think that for us to be fully informed, and we are paying for the service, that we should be CC'd on every communication with FEMA.
Yeah, I agree, Kelly. And that's my only point, really. It's like, well, I haven't seen that. So, how can I say whether or not their bill is appropriate?
Right.
So I'll just that's how I'll word it, Kelly. Do you all want to be copied on that or?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm getting copies of things so I know what's going on.
Okay.
Okay, back to approving the bills. Or unless, are there any other questions about any of the bills? If not, we could use a motion to pay the bills.
I'll make a motion to pay the bills. Can I make a motion that says that we accept the treasurer's report and pay the bills in one
Sure.
motion?
Sure, we can do that in one motion.
Miss
Good. That's what I'd like to
Efficiency.
propose.
I second that motion, Kelly. Good job.
Thank you.
Okay. So, Lisa?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Teresa?
Yes.
Eileen?
Yes.
And I will vote yes, so motion passes. That's good. Two for one. Next is our update on FEMA. We did get a communication recently that said we're close. There was some, I can't remember exactly what it was, some review that it was on the final stages of, so.
Yeah, it was moving on to some sort of a review. I can't remember the verbiage. Do
No,
you,
yeah.
Lisa?
Wasn't
I don't
it
either.
an environmental review?
Well, we already had an on-site environmental. Maybe it's a final
Quality
paperwork for it.
control. I'm looking at it
Quality
right
control.
now.
Oh,
Quality
good.
control stage of review. It's adding a little time because of the holiday. So now we're through that. And then Shannon said he'd reach out next week, which was last week.
Right. So hopefully that's going. Okay.
So
Then,
I have we done the application for the emergency circumstances?
apparently, yes, and that's one of
Did
the emails
we
that would have been nice to get.
vote on that as a board? I don't remember final, I don't remember finally approving that.
Well, we approved. I don't
You
know that
mean
we have
approving
to.
the idea of putting that application in? Kelly,
I
I'm not
think,
clear what you're what you
yeah,
wanted to
I think we
approve.
approved putting the application in. It just was, we had to wait for the county letter, the county's input.
Is this part of the FEMA grant?
Yes.
Yeah, it's the one that,
The exception.
if we ask for this emergency circumstances declaration, we have exactly 12 months, and
Oh, right.
if the report doesn't, or the if they don't do the natural hazard mitigation plan.
Oh, you're really breaking up, Kelly.
Am I?
Well, someone is. I don't, yeah.
Somebody is.
Right. Well, I don't know why I am.
Well, now you're not.
Okay, so
That fixed it.
If we miss that by one day, we don't get the grant and we have to pay back everything that they gave us. So,
That's possible, but if we don't do that, then we wait 12 months and that delays our whole project,
I didn't know that we
including the
have to
business
wait
order.
12 months. I thought we could wait 1 or 2 months before we applied for that.
Well, we could, but every month we delay the,
Yeah, I know.
we delay the design work getting done for even the loan portion of it.
Yeah, I just hope that it all comes together. I just hope that the county does it in a timely way because I certainly don't want.
I do too, because when we first started this, we checked on that because we knew that we had to be named in their thing, and the response back from the county was, "Oh, no problem," but
Right.
we, no one ever said, "But you have to
No,
be,
you're
they
fine.
have to amend it, and that has to be done before we could get the
Fine.
grant."
Yeah.
Any other comments on the FEMA?
I haven't responded to Kevin's email about why we haven't signed the FEMA thing, and I assume it's because I can tell him that, we haven't got the grant, so we're not going to sign anything.
Well, we need to, if we, that was the whole reason we can go ahead and do that. I mean,
But
well,
we
I
don't
guess,
have money to spend. I mean, if they start spending money and we can't pay it.
yes, we can pay it. We have funds available to pay it, and we can, in a sense, we can get reimbursed once we get the award.
Yeah,
Well,
that's my
assuming it's 90
understanding as
days,
well.
and that's not something I want to play around with, because if it's not 90 days, if somehow Mr. Wonderful is in office and it takes a lot more than 90 days to get the FEMA grant signed and executed and all that stuff, then anything we spend out before without the 90 days, we are liable for it, even if it's one day
Can I,
outside of it.
outside, where do you get the 90 days?
We have 90-day pre-award cost. So we can spend up to 3 months without, that's how they do it. It's 90 days. And if we're one day, if it's 91 days, we don't get reimbursed for any of it. And that is not a gamble I want to take with
is that,
money that.
I don't remember seeing that in the thing.
I thought
that's
Shannon.
That's just what typical. That's typically what grants are 90 days. That's all federal governments are 90 days.
Well, yeah. Then we should verify. We should have gotten that answered that question actually from the FEMA people, because I don't recall ever seeing a 90-day limit in there.
Shannon said 1 year. When we had a meeting with Michelle and Kevin and Tim and.
Yeah, well, we need that in writing.
Placement.
Let me. So I have a clarifying question. So along this lines, and I completely understand and appreciate your perspective, Lisa, because we certainly don't want to, you know, be spending money that we're not going to get reimbursed on. And I also understand. I want to start moving forward. So I really want to get these contracts signed and start moving forward with this whole thing. One of the questions I have, and this is my complete ignorance on this stuff, and I'm willing to investigate it if we as a board don't know, is our system development funds, would that not cover this activity prior to getting the FEMA funding?
The system development funds can be spent on anything that would enable our system to provide water for more customers, and everything that we are doing just about
does that
everything except for installing meters.
If you look at the only way we can spend that money is if it's doing that, right? That money is earmarked specifically for system development. That's just sitting there collecting interest until we spend it for system development.
Right. So that would be funds that we could use.
Right. And so that's my point. It's system. Like we have this bucket that's specific for this kind of activity.
Correct.
And it would be great if we can get confirmation that it's a year of spending versus the 90 days. So my suggestion would be, if we can get confirmation that it's a year versus 90 days, then I would like to, and we've already voted and approved these contracts. Now we still need feedback from Business Oregon, which Lisa, I don't know where that stands.
They have never answered me, and I don't know if I want to go above. What is Barbara?
Michelle.
I don't know if we should go to Michelle and ask her, you know, because the other lady's not answering us.
But they're just reviewing the contract from Civil West, correct?
Right. Yes. But we need at least an answer on when they're going to get back to us.
Right.
And I'm sorry, waiting a week to hear back from somebody and when they're going to get back to us is wrong in the professional world. So yeah, I would say we need to escalate that we haven't gotten heard back from them yet. We're going to have to do this back and forth a number of times, and we can't be at their mercy.
I don't recall, Lisa, when you sent it to the new person, did you CC Michelle?
No, because I didn't want to go above her head.
You know, it may be she would want to be CC'd on everything anyway.
Well, first I'd like to do a phone call to this other person. I think that that's warranted to just do a phone call. If you don't get a call back within a day or two, then, you know, I think it's appropriate to escalate. But, you know, the emails went out, and sometimes emails get lost, sometimes they get buried. So, you know, a phone call, I think, would be appropriate. Now, Lisa, I know you're very busy with work.
Hello.
And all, so if we need somebody else to do that, then so be it.
Has she responded to your email at all, even acknowledging that she received it?
No.
Well, then I would resend it.
Oh, yeah.
And tell her that we're waiting on this, and could she please give one of us a call? Or
well, I think that we need to make the call.
Yeah, or caller.
There's
There's nothing
no
wrong
reason
in
not to make the call. It doesn't, it eliminates the, oh, I didn't know, whatever, because now it's documented on her telephone versus just an email.
Okay, so who wants to make that phone call, or who's the most appropriate person to make the phone call?
Well, probably Lisa should because she's been the one emailing, but.
But I'm happy to do it, Lisa, if you want me to do it.
Well, this week, the rest of this week is I won't have a I won't even have a lunch break. I can do it next Monday, but if you guys want it done sooner, then Teresa, can you do it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, Teresa, that it would be good to do it as soon as
I
possible.
agree. And I can even take your email that you sent Lisa because you copied us all, resend it, and then call her and say, hey, we just resent an email. We sent it, da, 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 et cetera, et cetera. That's how I'll handle that. And my goal would be if we don't hear from her by Thursday, Friday's escalation.
I agree.
That seems reasonable.
Yeah.
And when we make when you make the phone call, Teresa, you would be able to find out if she's not in the office.
Well,
I mean,
that's true too. But even so,
that
especially
automatic.
Kelly, if you're not in office, you have a bounce back that
Right.
says, I'm not in the office.
Yeah, you would
So,
hope.
Most
Do
places
yeah.
would have this out of office message that auto responds when people aren't in the office. So that's at this point, I don't consider that a valid excuse for not responding to us. And we just have to get some clarity on what to expect with this response because, like I said, as we go along, we're going to have a number of interactions. She's our project manager. So we need to establish what's the expectation here on her response to us on over this project. All right, I'll do that tomorrow.
So, Teresa, you're doing that
But
now. Now, who's checking on the timeline for the FEMA
I can
pre-award?
do that as well. I mean, I can look
Okay.
through the emails, and if I don't find anything, I might even just call Kevin and note the 15, talk to him.
Talk to Shannon.
I would hear it from the horse's mouth and just email
Yeah,
Shannon.
I agree, Lisa. I want it from Shannon. We'd need to have it from Shannon, right?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying, Lisa?
Yeah, because I wouldn't. Yeah,
Yeah,
I
no,
okay.
I'm just saying if there was something I'm missing, maybe it's something that Kevin's copied on that we haven't been copied on because we just talked about the potential for that, right?
Yeah, I'm assuming that I wrote it in my notes. That's something that I, especially because I was the skeptic who, asked the whole question to begin with, so
Yep. Okay. One
right, but
year.
we'll get
This is
confirmation
confirmation
on that again.
gratis for reimbursement. Okay. Got it.
Okay.
I've got a note here,
Any
something from Shannon on 11-1 pre-award caveat. So that, if you're looking for dates, Teresa, 11-1 might be a good date as far as
okay.
the email.
Thanks, Eileen.
I'm not pulling up the email. I'm just looking at a note from, I think, the last board meeting. So,
Okay. Yep. And I mean, I'm not averse to just picking up the phone.
yeah.
Sometimes that's the best way to do it. But,
Sometimes. Although it doesn't get documented that way, right? So if it
then you
ends up that
follow it
that's what I
up.
end up doing is having a conversation and he confirms that, I'll say, could you please put that in writing for me?
Yeah.
Right, or you follow it up with an email to them as our per our conversation, I understand
There
we
you go.
don't have
There you go,
them, blah
Beth.
blah blah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Sounds good. All
Yeah, that's
righty. And so back to my kind of whole discussion there. If that's the case, Lisa, if of course we can't go forward with the business, but if we do have that year of reimbursement, are we all okay? We already voted yay or yes on these contracts, but do we need to do that again? Oh, is everyone okay? If we get that confirmation of the 1 year of reimbursement, can we get Civil West moving forward on the FEMA portion?
We already agreed to that.
I know we did. We
Yeah, I
said
know, but
holiday.
and this is just because we don't have any idea how much we're going to be getting. So if they decide if they decide that because of the California fires, and they need to switch money out for them instead of going to us, we may only get a million. And so we do all this project and then we scrapped all the money because we don't exactly know how much we're getting. So until it's written in stone,
Yes, but we still have to do it regardless of what however money we get from FEMA, we have to do this.
Well,
Right.
especially
well, we can't do it if we don't get the money from FEMA. We're gonna have to drastically scale down what we want.
But it shouldn't stop us based on our system design money that we have, our bucket there. It shouldn't stop us from getting a full design
Right, and
of what needs to be done.
that design
We
will
might not
keep.
be able to construct it, but we should have that design.
Yeah, and that work will that will keep if we have to go out and
Right.
scramble and find different funding to
Right.
get everything done. That work will keep for a few years. It's
Right.
and it's essential to because everything is actually one system and they have to look at the
Yes.
whole design.
The
Yeah.
tricky part about this is I agree. I think we need to move forward and start this preliminary project, letting them come in and do their surveying and start their design process. The tricky part is going to be for them, and I think they realize this too, is we need to be able to somehow keep it separate between the FEMA and the business
Right.
organ.
Oh, they
Right.
know that. I
Right.
agree.
Oh,
It's
yeah.
going to be financially tricky, but they
Yeah.
know they need to
They've
do that.
already done the estimates separately for the
Right.
portions of
Yeah.
it. So,
Right.
yeah.
With the fact I'm optimistic, Eileen, the fact that in the scope of work that they've defined for the two separate proposals, that that's going to help. That's going to be the driver for keeping the financials separate.
Okay. Yeah.
So, will the
Okay.
system, if we don't, will the system development charges fund all of the FEMA? I can't remember my figures, and I'm sorry, I'm not with it. Will it pay for all of it?
The
So
whole
we can just,
project? No,
no,
no. The
just
design.
the design, the
Well, it'll
FEMA
pay for a
design.
good part of it. We have $93,000 in there today.
And the in the scope, what were they
Well,
charging us
we're
for?
probably looking at, we're going to get updates at 30% and other percentages. So, in several months, if it's, if things have drastically changed, we can put a halt to the FEMA part of it, the further design. But I imagine most of the coordination, the general coordination will be done at 30%. Not the details, but a lot of it.
Their lump sum for design of the FEMA portion is 179,334.
So we don't,
Half.
we can't cover that.
We can only cover half.
No, but that would be 100% of the design.
Right. Well, 100% of the FEMA side of it, yes.
Right, of the, yeah.
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 So I mean, again, we gotta do it. So no, Lisa, it doesn't cover it all. Covers half of it. Certainly can be a dialogue that we have with Kevin that we can only fund you up to this far. And until we get the FEMA money, you can't go any further.
I'm good with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I'm totally good with that.
Okay. So if I get the 1 year, reimbursement window, then I'm going to give Kevin the green light on FEMA.
Well, we have to sign. Don't I have to sign it? Or did I already sign it?
You haven't signed it yet. No, you would have to sign it.
Yeah.
But it's come back from the lawyer.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
We're all good with the, you know, both contracts from the lawyers. The only problem is the Oregon business on the other task.
Right.
Right.
Looking at it to say looks good.
Yeah.
And we can spend the money.
Yep. Okay, great. I'll take some action tomorrow and see where we get.
Okay.
Thank you, Teresa.
You betcha.
So, any other comments or discussion needed on Civil West merger with Verdantis?
I thought the email that he sent kind of explaining everything kind of explained everything.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not at all unusual these days.
Yeah.
No, I've noticed this is happening to a lot. I know that one of the other engineering firms that was mentioned some years ago, CH2M Hill, is a company that started out of Corvallis by a engineering professor and his graduate students and was very local, and they have merged to become an international merged and acquired and changed, and they're doing work in Hong Kong and Australia, and they've bought out a whole bunch of different engineering firms, and it's the way places are doing.
That's what I did for a living, mergers. Seattle coffee is really Starbucks. Seattle's best.
Right. Yeah, it's really pretty common. And you know, their own Verdantis is one of a number of companies that is owned by a private equity firm. And in fact, they were purchased, the current owners purchased them last spring from another private equity company. And you're going to see this happening lots.
I was kind of excited. I thought, ooh, maybe they have project management. But I went to their website and they don't. So
yeah, I didn't see anything on their website on that either. Yeah.
Oh, well.
The thing is, getting bought out and resold by hedge fund operators is not an indication of progress per se.
Yeah,
Fund, but
customer service may be...
Mostly it's let's buy it, let's gut what we can from it and sell it on, and they'll gut what they can from it and sell it on. And so, you know, it may be the way things are these days, but it's not necessarily an improvement.
Right, but not all private equity companies are hedge fund.
Yeah, I know, but even private equity, I mean, it's...
Yeah, they're not all in the same...
No, they're not... Not going to be about us, it's going to be about profit.
So it's about
it's
the money.
All about profit,
but that's what it's always about anyway.
It's
the way of the world right now.
Okay. We're going on 45 minutes here.
Well, there was a lot to get done. I didn't think we were going to be able to do it in an hour.
No. So let's move on to the requirements for accessibility, website accessibility and streamline. And I'll try to make these comments brief. I know that Lisa doesn't want to, but we might want to do another meeting on this.
Before you start, Beth, can I just clarify one thing on this? We have until when? 2027 in order to get everything all updated. I mean, I understand that the documents that we're going to start uploading need to be in a certain format, but as far as the documents that we have sitting there now, we do have a window to get this done, correct?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
But we have a lot of work to do.
And,
right.
And the other thing I would suggest maybe, Beth, before we spend too much time on it, is we're meeting tomorrow, right? Me, you, Eileen.
Yeah.
Well, no, we're not meeting. We're training. We're doing a training tomorrow.
Okay. But we'll also need to talk about this accessibility stuff, right?
We will be talking about more about the details of it. Yeah.
Yeah, so.
But I'm talking about things that the board needs to decide
Okay.
or contemplate deciding.
Okay.
So for the email, and does everybody understand what this is all about?
Yeah, I think
From
so.
a high level, accessibility is accessibility, meaning people can have access to information.
Right. And it's been going on for quite a few years. It's part of the ADA law, which we always used to refer to Section 508. Websites had to be accessible as well as certain businesses and everything. You have to have a wheelchair ramp. You have to have things accessible. But websites have to be accessible, but they've added some things and changed. So I'm familiar with some of it because I worked for a housing authority and we were funded by HUD, and that was required that any website we had. Now, all government entities, and this is a law from the federal level on down, have said that all public entities, state, county, municipal, and special districts all have to follow this. And they've added to what has to be done. It used to be your website pages had to be marked as accessible. And now they're including all your documents that are uploaded, and which includes your anything that's on the website, including PDFs. And so that's where it starts getting tricky.
Well, and when you say accessible, does that mean that everything that's written now must have an audio component, and everything that's audio
Not written.
now be?
Now, what it is for people who are visual, there's different things. People who are visually impaired or people that are hearing impaired.
Right.
So there's a thing called a screen reader application that people can use. Now, this isn't someone who's totally blind because they couldn't operate on a computer at all or a device. But they have screen reader applications which will actually read a screen to you, what's on the screen verbally. And in order to do that reasonably, it has to be marked with codes. There has to be codes in there. And think of it similar to when you bold some text, there's a code in there to tell the program to show that bold, but you don't see the actual code. Well, there's all kinds of codes on web pages, and then now we have to do them on PDF so a screen reader can read title is blah blah blah, heading one is blah, and you have to use descriptive links, etc., so that it'll make sense to someone who's utilizing this. The other component would be for any videos have to be video files, they have to be closed captions. We don't put any video files up, so we're fine there. We do put an audio file up, so we'll need to include a transcription. And we
Unless we
probably
don't do the audio file. Do we have to do the audio file?
well,
Well,
don't
that's
have to
what
do anything on our website.
I'm... Okay. Yeah. So those are some of the things to discuss. I mean, if
Right, and
they
there's some
take
more
too much
details to this.
burden on the district that's going to have to pay for it, then.
Well, yeah, but so that's part of what is part of what do we put up on the website. But one thing we have to do is, and I'm following these bullets that I had in the last email I sent you about it, is that Streamline, who is our website provider and has added a lot of features to their platform to assist in making sure everything is accessible. So they have the new plans, right? And there's a cost increase, and there's three choices for the plans. That was in one of the first or second emails I sent out. We need to decide. I recommended we go with their basic plan. there's because we don't use the features that are in the more expensive plans, but it will cause an increase in our costs. In fact, it doubles the cost of the website hosting for a year. Although we get a discount because we've been with them for quite a while.
Yay.
So that's something that the board should decide. There were some settings that I showed you that I gave you a screen print of. And everyone that once you get editing rights to the website, which we'll do tomorrow, you'll be able to see these when you're in the editing mode on the website. But they were to to select a website accessibility coordinator, and there's three settings and acknowledge that the board has reviewed the website accessibility policy, which is already up on the website, available from the footer, and confirm our understanding of non-PDF documents. And what they mean is that they've got software now built into the website to scan the PDF documents, but there's the other type of documents that we still need to deal with, or to acknowledge that they aren't dealing with those. So on our audio files, it says, when you go in there, it says it needs review. Make sure that this is copacetic.
Got it.
And then all of our existing files, we do not have to correct all those to make them accessible. We're allowed to archive them. Or we can delete them. And so that would be a decision I would assume that would be something the board should make, and then decide on what we do for the future files, what things we do include and don't include. I think we can discuss more of this later, but we also need to know, you know, we need to start asking for third-party documents to be made accessible, or have them not send us a PDF, but a document in the original software, so that we can make them accessible.
So are you saying,
such as our audit report and everything, and other things that other parties are sending us? Right now we're just saying, oh good, here's our audit report, throw it up on the web. So question, Kelly?
Well, yeah, one, do those third parties have to accommodate us if we ask?
Not necessarily. Mm-hmm. And
does that apply to emails that we get and things like that as board members?
Emails that we get as a board member?
It doesn't, because it's not on the web.
No, this is for the anything for the public.
Okay. So yeah. Any water reports or
anything that we want to put on the website.
Right.
Like water reports and things like that.
Right. And so there's some things we are required to have available to people. And that's a whole nother, you know, part of the discussion is we're required to provide information, say, on our budget. And in fact, you'll notice in the first notice that goes out that says we're going to start holding budget meetings, this information will be available on our website, or you can notify the office and get a copy of it. If we don't want to make it accessible, then we may just have to say you can get a copy if you notify us.
Mm-hmm.
There's not much that we aren't required to have a website. We're required to have certain information available to the public, though, and we're required to
upon make request.
Right, upon request. So we should start thinking about this and talking about it more in depth, and it might work better after the four of us get together that are going to do the training. So will understand
have a better
more,
understanding. That was kind of
more of
my
what it's
feelings.
about, but it's something to keep in mind. And
Yep.
also actually who does the work, because I don't think we can't put qualifications on board members that they have to have the ability to edit documents and format
Correct.
Documents properly, nor sometimes do I think that they should be expected to spend that time. So that may be something we want to consider having our office staff responsible for.
Right. And I, you know, I think we have to historically look at what people wanted access to.
Right.
And
we've got
minimize what it's going to cost the district to
right.
do this.
Right. We know it's going to cost, unless we want to look for another host provider for our website, it's going to cost us some more annually already. And one other thing I've been doing is I've got a test page up on the website. It's not on any menus, so you won't normally see it unless you search for it. I've been uploading some documents and trying it out to see, oh, can I make a PDF that's accessible, and what can we use to do it? And I use LibreOffice, which is an open source office program that, I don't know, I really like it. It's free to anyone to use, including businesses. But we also use Word in the office. So I've been trying it with that also. And that'll be part of our training, but it is some work to do. And I personally don't think we should expect the board members to do a lot of it.
I agree 100%. I don't think we can. I mean,
yeah.
Although we're all committed here, we're all committed for so long.
Right. So anyway, that's kind of briefly. And maybe, you know, what we do is after the four of us get together for this training, it, everything might be a little clearer for everybody and you understand more of what the whole thing is requiring.
Well,
and
so we on the
have
training.
A special meeting on that at that time. Did
well,
someone have a question?
Who else doing the training, though?
I am.
No. You said the four of us. Who's doing the training?
Well, I'm there, Kelly, Teresa, and you. That's four of us.
Oh. However, I didn't know we were meeting on Wednesday. I thought it was Thursday and Friday.
Tomorrow.
Okay.
No.
Kelly, if this is more than you want to take on, you are more than welcome to step back from this, really and truly, Kelly.
I agree, Kelly. And, you know, really the way I'm going to be looking at is how can we minimize this work so that the office worker that does take it on doesn't spend too much time on it? So we want the office worker that we will eventually hire this year to own this.
Yeah, so
right. And that'll be something we'll want to require them to be able to understand some detailed formatting is what it basically is on documents.
And it, you know, it may be a good idea of just, I mean, Kelly, I'm not trying to tell you not to do this, but you know, if Beth and Teresa and I can sit down and discuss this and do the training, I think it might give us all a little bit better idea of how to move forward with this too.
Right.
It may be that we decide, okay, you know, how many people really and truly are even accessing our website? How many people are the documents that are on there?
And yeah, I'm thinking the three of us can come up with a recommendation to present.
Yeah,
right. One of the things that this accessibility, because they've scanned all these files, and one thing that is really neat, it tells you how many times this file has been accessed.
Great.
Right.
So you can see that some months, only five people access the recording to our meeting, and in some months, 20 people have accessed the recording to our meeting.
Okay.
Right.
And I do every month. Because
well, sure. I'm sure
I'm counted on that number, but do I really count?
Yeah, but that may, you know, you can, we can get an idea of that, yeah, just looking through the accessibility screen that we get now on the website.
Right.
Yeah, and Beth, when I made the comment, I don't want to do a special meeting, I was talking this week. You know, next week may be a little better in my world. I didn't, you know, when you say we need a special meeting, I think immediate, you know, we need to have one now, you know, whatever.
Oh, no, no.
So,
I wasn't
so
thinking
that's
about
why
that.
I said I didn't want one.
Even just maybe because, next month or something.
Yeah.
Just because this month is just crazy.
Yeah.
Lisa, we're doing the training tomorrow and we're doing it again next Wednesday. So,
yeah,
you know, next month or something.
So, yeah. So I'll come to the meeting. I'll come to the training.
Yeah, don't call it a meeting. It's not a meeting. It's only a training. We're not going to make any decisions. We're going to be sharing information.
Was it 10 o'clock to?
No, 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock. 1 o'clock to what?
2.
Oh, that's so short.
No, that's too short.
I was like, we'll see how long it goes.
I thought this training was 1 to 2.
Till we burn out, Eileen.
Yeah. I think if it was just 1 o'clock, we wouldn't get very much done, but we can try, or if someone needs to leave at 2 o'clock, I guess they can leave.
Are we working with somebody from the website?
No.
Oh, it's just you?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I
remember
thought
we've been going to train. I've been going to show people, do a training on how to even go into the website and do certain things. Oh, that will be the first part of the training.
Okay.
Then it's got to go into the accessibility part.
Okay.
All right. And then I had one question. Like, you know, when you said that you went to, was it LibreOffice? Is that what you said?
That's a, yeah, an application I use.
Yeah, so when we use an outside application like that, are we in any way compromising or putting at risk our computer systems, you know, for?
I'm using it on my laptop.
Right, but then you're putting it up on the web page, on the website.
As a document, Kelly. You're over.
Yeah, it's a document. No, we're not putting anything at risk.
Okay, that's all I need to know. Because you know how things can get uploaded into systems and then that provides some opportunity for malware, and then I just don't want something like that to happen to the
right
system.
There are no macros built into it, and primarily it's macros that run in an application that cause problems. But there are no macros in these PDFs. But
can we move on?
It would be the same as, yeah. If you use Word, you can write macros for in Word documents and PowerPoint and everything. So that's, we need to make the decision for the plan before, within the next month, because our plan renews on April 1st, so we need to let Streamline know. And we need to make these settings on also within that, at least that time range, on who the accessibility coordinator is going to be.
Okay, so let's put that on the agenda for next month. It's actually a decision to be made.
Yep.
Okay.
So I guess it would behoove us to kind of look into this, not just you, Beth, but the other board members.
Yeah, well, we'll have some discussion tomorrow, Kelly, and we can.
Well, you've gotten
there.
All the material that you've got links in those emails.
All there.
You can self-study a lot if you want.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Hey, we got a month.
Yeah, so
got a month to educate yourself.
There's lots of information. Go look up, just Google ADA website accessibility and you'll get lots of information if that's what you're looking for. And you can read the Federal Register if you want. I even verified that to find out our, drop dead due date for it. So, you can do that. We were going to talk about use of community center, the
Yeah, I'd
policy.
like to table that for next month because
Okay.
I was supposed to bring a proposal of what to say, and I didn't do that.
Okay. I think this is just an announcement then. The Natural Hazard Mitigation Zoom meeting is on the 29th of this month from 11 to 12.
I will be attending.
I will too. Well,
Well.
if you want me to. I think we all got the, did we all get the email for that? Or, yeah.
So,
And water caucus request. I think Teresa, you said you got that
submitted.
turned in.
We
Yeah.
all have a copy of that. It was definitely different from, I really appreciate what you sent me, Beth, because that really helped me have like kind of a, understanding of what we had submitted before and that kind of thing. So it was helpful, but they
It
asked
wasn't
a
the
lot
whole
of different
thing.
questions this time, and
Oh,
that's
yeah.
fine. I did my best, girls. But
Yeah.
it's submitted.
Okay.
Let's hope they give us all of it.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Sweet. Then we don't have to worry about FEMA or anything.
Anybody.
Right. They could. The Oregon legislature is pretty good, but next on the agenda is Teresa's meeting with the Seal Rock manager.
Yeah, that was awesome. Adam was super, Adam Dentlinger, he was so helpful, so willing. I mean, I did a urgent meeting with him, through his wife, who's my friend actually. And he met with me right away. And this was when we were having concerns over the Highland contract. And so the good news is that's the Highland contract's moving forward. So that I think is great. And I didn't act on any of the information Adam gave me, but he did give me two alternative names of institutions to contact who would potentially do our water management.
Oh, okay.
I know, but it's like we're not going to make it happen in a month. So I
No,
thought,
that would be something for next year, but
that's what I
good
was thinking,
to
Beth.
get
I was thinking,
information.
okay, if you all
Yeah.
want me to move forward with investigating that, I'm happy to do that, see where it takes us. Definitely like the one doesn't really even put it out there, but Adam said, you just tell him I told you to call him. So
Right.
I was really pleased with his just encouragement and help in that regard. So that was my thought. I like, okay, well, let's start testing the water there, seeing what other opportunities are out there for potential change next year.
Right.
All right. And do that.
Cool. So you've got a lot that you're gonna do, Teresa. Is that too much?
Yeah. It's not that much. I'm
Okay.
committed to supporting this water board, and that means I have to allocate time for that, and I'm doing that.
Great.
Even though I
I
got yet a second
appreciate it.
horse
You
to
got what?
start riding.
You got a horse?
Well, I've been leasing a horse for over a little over a year,
Oh.
and now I have a second horse to care for and ride.
Oh.
And he's older. I mean, he's not older than the one that I'm leasing. I don't want to sideline this too much, but he is a champion Western dressage horse, so super excited
Oh,
about riding him. Although he got kicked in the face
wow.
Monday, so we're not riding for a couple weeks.
Oh, yeah. Okay. What do we have on contract status with Northwest Natural Water? I think we kind of answered that earlier, right? We're
Just
waiting for
waiting on them.
response back on the insurance amounts. Yeah.
Yeah, I highly doubt that they're going to increase their insurance, so we're going to have to make a tough decision of what we're going to do and what we're going to accept. But that's just my hunch. I have no concrete.
All right. Well, didn't we get that part in there? We can cancel it with X number of days notice. So,
well, we haven't even signed it yet. So, you know.
Well, yeah, I know, but the language that's in the latest draft.
So, did they do anything about that paragraph where they say that, I don't know if it was 8A or B or what, where they talk about how they're only going to be responsible? Yeah. Have they abolished that or are they keeping that in?
No, they fixed it.
They fixed it. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Good.
Right.
So now it's just that they only have $1 million insurance policy. Is that right?
Correct.
I think they have some limits that are.
And we'd like to see more than $1 million.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's pretty reasonable. And should we ask them what they have with their other?
Well, we're waiting for their response at this point. Lisa's done a good job communicating to them effectively.
Yeah. I appreciate that, Lisa. Like,
no.
Yeah. I don't always tag you on your emails because there's so, you know, there's so many different parts, but I really appreciate everything you've been doing with everybody as the president. So,
amen.
Thank you.
Okay. Anything else? Did anybody else get any other correspondence that needs to be mentioned?
Nope.
Certified letter. Eileen, did that turn out to be the check?
Yeah, we got the check. We got the check from Lincoln County.
Oh.
For 50,000. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that is not reflected on the reports for this month because the check was deposited in January. So you'll see that on the reports the end of at our next board meeting.
And this particular 50,000 is specifically for
spring revitalization by
and chlorination, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Spring
yeah.
rehab and the new chlorination system.
Kevin's fees, engineering fees.
I thought it was.
Yeah, it's for Kevin. It's for Kevin's fees.
For engineering, but specifically of the chlorination and I think the rehab.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll have to look again because they requested that clarification.
You have a time frame to spend that?
I don't know.
That's a good question. I will have to. I can look at that contract.
Yeah, we'll have to look at that.
We can look tomorrow. Yeah.
Okay. Office equipment and the staff position.
Well, let's separate those two.
Okay, let's talk about office equipment.
I think we, you know, I've seen that computer. It was bought when my husband was president, so it is indeed old. Mm-hmm. I would like to make a motion that we replace the computer in the office.
I would second that motion.
Okay. Okay.
So just to clarify, we've got $1,200 in the budget for equipment, and I priced a couple there, so we can do like a pretty nice desktop version of Dell for $900. And I'm sure Beth has shopped around and has other things that she'd like to recommend.
But I would not recommend a Dell. I do not have good experience
with it. Well, that's fine. But I think that we've got the money in the budget to replace the computer is basically what I was trying to get at, Beth. And then the other thing that I really would like to do is get a check scanner so that we don't have to go to the bank and deposit checks.
Let's start with the computer. There's a motion and a second on buying new computer.
Can we discuss the dollar amounts? Do we have the information from the bank on what this would be?
Yes. So as far as the check scanner, Beth, if we keep If we keep, hold on, let me get to the right page.
Some banks charge for the, well, you buy the scanner through them and they set it up for you, but and some
So
banks have a.
the check scanner is basically if we keep 75,000 in the bank, it's going to cost us $11.25 a month. If we keep 50,000 in the bank, it's going to cost us $26.56 a month. If we keep 100,000 in the bank, it's not going to cost us anything.
Okay, well, we shouldn't have as much as we have in the bank. Normally, you would not keep more than, 6 month operating expenses, and we keep quite a bit, but and we've had more because of the meters and for capital improvement.
Right.
Is there a charge for this check scanner?
That's the check scanner, Beth.
So
Is
there's
there a
no charge
charge
for
for
the
the
actual device.
equipment?
There's just a fee monthly.
Right. They're just
They
a fee.
provide the check scanner.
Yes. You're
Okay.
not buying it. I think you're.
You're like leasing it, or
Right.
it's their property.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. And what would the dollar, top dollar amount be for a computer that this motion is for?
We have a 1200 in the office budget for the year, so 1200. Well,
That's for all
wait a
offices,
minute.
right?
That's for the whole year.
For
Huh?
equipment.
For
Sold a lot,
we
correct?
don't want to shortchange that. We were gonna want it to last a while.
Right, but we don't want to overspend our budget.
Well, just because we say 1200 doesn't mean, well, if we need to overspend our budget on an off year because we're buying a computer, which we do once every
Right.
10 years,
Right.
I'm not
I
really
just
that concerned of it.
okay. And then there might be some software acquisitions that go along with that. Because if we can't get QuickBooks to install, then we've got what is the yearly charge now for QuickBooks? I think it's over $300 a year.
Beth, we need to figure QuickBooks out.
Yeah.
We can buy like a box version from a third party.
Yeah, your third party, that needs to be
Not my
invested.
third party.
Well, okay, the third party you mentioned in that email, they have a very, very low trust score. They're very new. They've only had a domain since August of this year. They have
Okay.
no presence except for their website. So
That's too risky for me.
yeah, I would. And what they're talking about is they're selling an older copy when they used to put it out, probably, I'm assuming, probably on CD. My computer, my security software wouldn't even let me go to the website. Yeah.
And you know what, Beth? That's fine.
Yeah.
I did not go down that road too much because I think that it's something that we need to discuss. And I knew that you
Right.
want to discuss it. So we can
Well,
just
we need the information to know what we're discussing. So,
QuickBooks updates. Do we want to go to the web? Do we want to, I
that
mean,
wasn't on the agenda.
what?
Well, it comes with if you're going to buy a new computer, you're going to have to look at the possibility if you have to also acquire software and the budget amount that's going to go with that. So, I think we need to know what that's going to be before we can approve it.
Well, I'll make
And
a donation. I'll make a donation to the district.
what?
I'll make a donation to the district to buy QuickBooks. No,
Well, this QuickBooks is an ongoing, going to be an ongoing expense every year if
let
we
me
go
rephrase
to
my motion.
the
We need a new computer in the office. That is a given. We
We
also
can
need the
use.
check scanner to, I mean, it's going to save in gas money going back and forth depositing those checks if we, even if we do 30, whatever, three trips, four trips into the town. So either way, we need a new computer. We need the check scanner. We're going to need any software upgrades that we could possibly need to get a new computer in there. We have to have them. It's a must requirement for us to do business. So that is a package deal. I agree, but it is a package deal. We have to have a new computer. So regardless of what the additional costs are going to be on this off year where we have to spend a lot on the office, we have to do it. So my motion is for us to upgrade the office. Should I put it that way? Check scanner, computer, and any software required. Now, if that messes our budget up because we have to take some money from some other source in order to cover the deficit in the office budget, so be it.
Well, we've already done that. We've already taken money and moved it around.
Yeah, it isn't like we haven't done it in the past. I agree, Kelly. So my point being, we need a new computer.
Right. Well, I think we should. Okay, you can make that motion, but I would ask for a friendly amendment that we research what exactly we're talking about fund-wise and come back with that information at our next meeting. Because
I guess
don't
so,
like
Beth, but do we really think anyone here is going to be unreasonable about what we do?
I think to understand what you're talking about, we need to look at it and then and tell me what
that's fine.
You're going to take it from.
Who's going to do that?
I can research.
No, Kelly, that's okay.
I don't mind.
Well,
I'm going to research computers.
Our biggest stumbling block, Kelly, is QuickBooks. And that's something that we discussed in the past, and it's something that we really just need to make a decision on, because QuickBooks, not to go into QuickBooks, but QuickBooks has basically gone to a website only software, and we are using an old version of QuickBooks right now. So I'm assuming, Beth, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm assuming that if we purchase a new computer, we can just transfer the data that we have onto the new computer, continue to use the old version of QuickBooks until we make a decision on what we're going to do with QuickBooks. Is that reasonable, Beth?
Most likely, assuming now I did was able to install, as I explained a couple months ago, on another computer, long as the Intuit servers still have that old software that it had to connect to their server. So it's questionable, but probably we can.
Right. And then once we have a new computer in place, we can continue to use the old version of QuickBooks until we figure out what we want to do with QuickBooks, which I think, unfortunately, we're probably going to be forced to go to their online version and pay them fee. And to be honest with you, I don't have that price in front of me, but I don't think that it's pertinent to the conversation on a new computer. The only other thing on a new computer, and now this is with my example with Dell, is that they did have the Microsoft Office package on there, which I just paid for. So you know, there's a little discrepancy there where we're getting another Microsoft Office package, but I don't think that's really
water under the bridge, Eileen.
Right. Yeah. And it's probably only a single user.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know if it's the
multi-user. And as far as the actual computer, there again, I looked at HP, I looked at Dell, I looked at pricing, and everything that I saw was in the $699 up to $899 range for, I think, what we need, which is just a little bit more robust computer system. So,
well,
there.
Yeah, I'd like to look at what we're looking at.
I mean, Beth, if you want to help shop around for a computer, I'm totally, totally fine with that, because you seem to have a little bit more knowledge on that.
Yeah, so, I worked with them for a few years.
Yeah. So, you know, but I think
Well, yeah, but you know, Eileen, you're the one who's going to be using it until we.
Oh, well, that's Kelly, that's
Well, I mean, I'm just saying you should have some say into what we get as well because you're the one who's going to be using
Hey,
it.
as long as I got a keyboard, a mouse, and a nice monitor, Kelly, I'm fine.
And as long as it runs and it doesn't stall on you, and yeah.
Yeah, so
And personally,
yeah, I just
I would
like to look at.
advocate to spend a little bit more to get a higher quality machine that will last us more years
Oh yeah,
than to be
definitely. You want to look at the
that.
processor speed, and you want to look at the amount of RAM and the hard drive
I
space,
don't want to
depending
get
on how
something
you're using it.
that isn't going to serve us for a while.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, do we need to revisit this at our February board meeting, or can we take the motion that Teresa gave us to buy the computer, the needed software, and the check scanner?
Okay. Well, I guess it's up to the board, but traditionally we don't vote for open amount, you know, dollar amounts. We can put a upper limit on it or a range. But usually when you approve spending, you don't put
We
it,
can go
make it
either way. We
open-ended.
can just like table this, forget those motions, table this until next month. But I'd like to make a decision on a computer by next month at the latest.
I think that would be good. I think if we had some more information on it, I would feel more comfortable in making a
But
decision.
Beth, you're going to be participating in getting that information, right?
Sure. I'll go computer shopping online.
Kelly seems interested in as well, so maybe between the two of you.
I'll research as well. And then if, for the $11 a month charge for the scanner, that's $132 a year. For the $26 a month charge for the scanner, that's $312 per year.
Right. Yeah, I think we can count on, we should probably count on at least that fee because, like I said,
The 26.
we shouldn't actually normally have that much money in a checking account. We
Yeah,
can't
that
have
much money
for
in the checking
operating
account
expenses.
since I started. So,
I know, but that if
Eileen, is
there's
that
a history
just
to that.
checking, or is that all the accounts we have
I
with them?
think it's all the, well,
No,
the only two
that's
accounts
the
we
checking.
have at the only two accounts we have at the bank are the checking and the little community one. Those
Oh, okay.
other two
There,
large
yeah.
accounts are with the Treasury, Oregon State Treasury.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
So,
No, the district used to run with something around 30 to 40,000, but it got built up because we were charging more so we could put in meters. But for a couple of years, the board didn't get around or whatever happened to
actually spending that
getting the
money.
meters so that money didn't get spent out as anticipated. It built up in the checking account. And also at one point, they used to make an
So, do we
annual
want to make a decision
transfer.
on the check scanner tonight?
No, I don't
I
know.
think we should go ahead, but if we're going to get a new computer, we should wait for the new computer because there's going to be an installation. Well, it might be
Or is
better.
it standalone?
Huh?
Maybe the check scanner is a standalone and doesn't go through the computer.
No, it has to connect to the bank database via
Has to
internet.
be connected to the internet. The best way to, the easiest way for them to connect an additional device, Kelly, through the internet
Well,
is through the
yeah,
computer.
someone has to
Putting
be
that interface, I
logging
think.
in and saying I'm sending, you know, scanned checks, and you have to usually have some okay oil and
I'd like
click on
to
some boxes.
hear what Eileen thinks because she's the one that's having to deal with this. And so,
I'll drive the checks to Newport. I go to Newport every week, so I'd be happy to drive the checks there.
yeah, I don't,
I can
it's
take
not
that.
probably really the drive because most of us go into town once a week, but it's just going, getting them to the bank
Well,
and
I'm just saying I could volunteer to do that until we get
there you
this.
go, Eileen. Sign her up.
Having a check scanner would just help get things streamed by Kelly. It's not
right,
really,
because
it's not really the driving to Newport to do the deposits. It's more getting things a little bit more streamlined. And with, in my last
and
job,
modern.
We had a check scanner, and you just scanned your checks in, and they went to
yeah,
the...
you get one with a self feeder, and then you've got the image. You don't have to go to the copy machine and make
Oh,
copies
I think it's
of
a no-brainer
them.
to for us to do it, because
Yeah.
once we get a new office person in there that's not a board member, you know, sometimes people are just, if a check has to go from here to there, it's just opportunity for incident.
Yeah.
So it's nice that it, if it doesn't have to go anywhere, it comes to the office, stays in the office, done deal.
And not only that, it gets in the bank quicker, and it's just, you're just streamlining things, and that's the way everything's going anyway. So anyway,
so my question then to you, Eileen, is do you want to wait another month, or do you, because what you're looking at then is the hassle of trying to get this check scanner integrated on the old computer and then also on the new computer.
Yeah, no,
What
I'm fine.
What would you prefer?
I'm fine waiting another month, and that'll give me an opportunity to get some solid information to everybody. And as far as the new computer, that'll give us time to get some good pricing, and then we can just go from there. I'm not like, you know, it's not like critical. I want it to get done.
Yep.
So yeah.
Okay.
So I mean, I'm totally fine waiting. I think that would make Beth feel a little bit better to have some solid dollar amounts. So yeah, not a problem.
Right. And okay. The only hesitation with the check scanner is, I mean, it may not be a big deal. I'm going from when we used to get them with, you know, what, 14 years ago or something, you know, and the bank had to come out and do a certain installation.
No, it's
on the
nothing
thing.
Like that. It's just all done online. It's
yeah,
just
yeah.
Quick interface that they download, and
be like installing a new printer probably.
Yeah.
As far as
yeah.
the
and they do
is and
yeah
yeah
they do a little bit of online training, you know, so yeah,
right. So yeah. So we maybe wouldn't need to wait for a new computer, because that could be 2 months down the road, but we
no,
could.
It's all right though. But
yeah.
Let's just yeah okay moving on.
Do we need any more meetings in January?
I don't think so, because we don't need anything from the project. I don't think we need anything from this accessibility thing until we have a better feel of what are the decisions we need to make.
Well,
You know, I'd
know
like
what
to see a bullet
we...
list of all the decisions we think we need to make and the data to support those. And a recommendation, really. And I think between me, you, and Eileen, and with Kelly's input as well, there's four of us right there, at least just hashing that out and talking it through.
Yeah.
We could come with a good proposal to the board as a whole, and we wouldn't need
right.
necessarily a second meeting.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I'll say we don't need any more right now, and we can last a few weeks till we get out of January, so... we have nothing new under special order of business. We have no ordinances or resolutions. Do we have any public comments? Do we have any board comments?
Yeah.
Kelly?
One, just thank you, everybody. I mean, so much work and more on the horizon, and I'm so grateful for everybody. And also I'm grateful for how well we work together. Even when we have our differences, we still work together really well, and I'm thrilled about that, and I feel it's a privilege to be among you. And then my other thing is not so pleasant. We should probably start talking about the budget committee next month.
A what?
Budget committee.
It's time. So I'll put that on the agenda for February as well.
Thanks for keeping us on track, Kelly.
Yeah. All right. I think that's all I got.
Okay. Anyone else? Okay, well, segueing from Kelly's comment, I got an email today from the Department of Revenue about their budget webinars they have, or trainings they have. All are available online or in person. And so I don't know if anybody else is on their email list from the local budget portion of the Department of Revenue, but anyway, I can forward that email, but if you just go to the local budget website, they announce the training there if anybody's interested in that. Okay. And part of upcoming budget is to recruit members, public members of, as part of our customer members as part of our budget committee.
How many do we need?
We can have up to 5.
How many do we need?
And as few as what, 3?
There's no limit. If you cannot find volunteers to be on the budget committee, you can proceed as a board to develop the budget. That's very clear in the statutes.
Okay.
That doesn't prevent you from doing your budget, in other words.
But, right, right. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Otherwise, just talk to everybody you see and see if you can entice them, huh?
Right. It's a short
each
commitment.
One of us, if Let each them know one of short... us targeted yeah. somebody, then there we go. That'd be fine.
Yeah.
Can we ask past participants?
Past participants?
Yeah.
Yes.
Of course. As long as they're registered to vote in the district, they can be on the budget committee.
I didn't know that.
The same as a board member has to be registered. I hope you're all registered.
I am.
To vote in this district, because no, we check those out with the county, but yeah, they just have to be an elector, is how it's stated in the statutes. Okay. Elector of the district. I also wanted to mention that I meant to do this with the treasurer in office, but our audit is still in progress. There was an extension filed, so we filed for an extension because otherwise it's due the end of this month. So we're still in the process of having that done. And I think Eileen Peters starting or soon to ask you for additional information.
Yeah, I got that email today. Huh?
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and Eileen sent out the meeting dates for 2025, which I put up on the website. I think I ended up putting it actually as a web page because that's really easy to format for accessibility.
There you go.
Which is one of our options for putting information up. We talked about that. We talked about that. Yeah. I'm done. Does anybody have anything else?
I feel like when I was doing the summary that there was something I wanted to get back to about Kevin.
About
sorry, I have two. Okay, hold on. Oh, one of them was we were going to ask Business Oregon if they wanted to see
Design reviews.
The plan reviews before the 90% build.
Yeah.
So I don't know if we did.
Well, if we make some contact with them this week, I can bring that up.
So do you want to ask them that question too?
Yeah, let me see if I can first at least get some hard contact with them. But yeah,
right.
I'll put them on my notes, Kelly.
Okay. And then,
Okay. You got something more, Kelly?
Well, just like when we talked about waiting for the letter from the county to be able to send to OEM to get that ECE done. And then I take it we got that letter from the county. Did we?
I take it that we didn't get it, but that it got sent in to Shannon because he said it was proceeding. And that was one of the things that I think in an email I said, I thought we should really get copies of all that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I think
and
so.
I can ask Kevin about that.
Right. That would be good to include.
Yeah, I'll include that in my, and that might even be a good segue into, we know you're doing other things.
Right.
But we don't have a lot of visibility.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And then there was a note from the December meeting about the grant from Lincoln County and how were we going to track it, and that we were going to code it to engineering fees.
I think we're working on that in the office. Eileen has set up some codes for that, accounting codes in QuickBooks. That should work, and we'll see. And
yeah.
If that doesn't work, you know, you can always, as who was the one from the accountant we conferred with that one time, always said, if you can just put it in a spreadsheet and track it in a spreadsheet, that's fine. But just make sure you keep track of everything separately as far
and
as
then
funds.
The other thing that I made a note of is
Moody, I think.
The bidding support time and is bidding support time and materials or a lump sum? And how it was in one. It was in one.
I know what you're talking. I think I know what you're talking about, Kelly. That was the bidding. Yeah, the bidding support, and it was in the FEMA document proposal,
right.
And it wasn't in the Oregon business proposal. And I
yeah.
did send them an email on that,
yeah.
And Tim came back with, "Oh, I accidentally took that out." So he put it back in. Now, in both cases, the bidding support will be time and materials,
okay.
Both in the FEMA and the Oregon business proposal.
Okay, so put it back in BizOrg.
Put it back in the Oregon business, which caused Lisa to, you know, have to send another message to off to Business Oregon, which was then now the second message they had sent, we had sent to Business Oregon that they haven't responded to.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that. I just, you know, I write
yep.
to myself and then,
yep.
you know, to follow up on stuff. Okay, great. Thank you for that.
Okay. Anything else? Are we done?
Yeah.
Okay. Then we will adjourn this meeting at 7:46. How does that sound? Thanks everybody for coming. Teresa, you've got plenty to do, and we'll see everybody next time.
Oh, I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll see you all tomorrow. I'll be
bake us a treat right now.
It's one, Beth, if you want to meet me a little bit